God is the love in which I forgive. God does not forgive because he's never condemned, and there must be condemnation before forgiveness is necessary. Forgiveness is the great need of this world, but that is because it is a world of illusions. Those who forgive are thus releasing themselves from illusions, while those who withhold forgiveness are binding themselves to them. As you condemn only yourself, so do you forgive only yourself. Yet although God does not forgive, his love is nevertheless the basis of forgiveness. Fear condemns and love forgives. Forgiveness thus undoes what fear has produced, returning the mind to the awareness of God. For this reason, forgiveness can truly be called salvation. It is the means by which illusions disappear. Today's exercises require 3 full 5-minute practice periods and as many shorter ones as possible. It doesn't matter how much you've not forgiven them, you have forgiven them entirely or not at all. If you're doing the exercise well, you'll have no difficulty in finding a number of people you have not forgiven. It's a safe rule that anyone you do not like is a suitable subject, mentioning by name. Say, God is the love in which I forgive you. God is the love in which I forgive myself. God is the love in which I love myself. God is the love in which I am blessed. I cannot be guilty because I am a son of God and I have already been forgiven. No fear is possible in a mind beloved by God. There is no need to attack because love has forgiven me.